It's time. You're invited to open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 27. As we are nearing the end of our study of 1 Samuel in the time of King Saul. Again, this is 1 Samuel chapter 27. A reading from 1 Samuel chapter 27, beginning with verse 1. David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than to escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will despair of seeking me any longer within the borders of Israel, and I shall escape out of his hand. So David set out and went over, he and 600 men who were with him, the king Achish, son of Maok of Gath. And David stayed with King Achish of Gath, he and his troops, every man with his household, and David with his two wives, any member of Jezreel, and Abigail Carmel, Nabal's widow. When Saul was told that David fled to Gath, he no longer sought for him. Then David said to King Achish, if I found favor in your sight, let the place be given to me in one of my country towns, so I may live there. For why should your servant live in the royal city with you? So that day King Achish gave Ziklag. Therefore Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. And the length of time that David lived in the country of the Philistines was 1 year and 4 months. Now David and his men went up and made raids on the Gershurites, Gizurites, Amalekites. For these were the land of settlements from Telem on the way to Shur on the land of Egypt. David struck the land, leaving neither man nor woman alive, but took away the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, the camels, and the clothing, and came back to Achish. When Achish said, against whom have you made this raid today? David would say, against Negeb of Judah, against Negeb of the Jeremites, or against Negeb of the Kenites. David left neither man nor woman alive to be brought back to Gath, thinking, they might tell about us and say, David's done so-and-so. Such was his practice all the time he lived in the country of the Philistines. Achish trusted David, thinking, he has made himself early abhorrent to the people of Israel. Therefore, he shall always be my servant. And in those days, the Philistines gathered against their forces for war to fight against Israel. And Achish said to David, you know, of course, that you and your men are to go out with me in the army. And David said to Achish, very well, then you shall know what your servant can do. Achish said to David, very well, I will make you my bodyguard for life. My friends, is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So this morning I want to talk to you a few minutes about what happens when you find yourself between the rock in the hard place. What happens when we kind of do things on our own skill and cunning, and we get ourselves into a mess? Or we look at all our options, and all the options are bad. None of them are good. And I feel like David, in this chapter, has set himself up for heartache. Notice it starts out by saying, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul, so there is nothing better for me to escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will despair of seeking me any longer within the borders of Israel, and I shall escape out of his hand. David was discouraged one day, and he was like, I'm going to fool around one of these days, get killed by Saul. I need a place to hide out at. And so he goes hide out in the most unlikely place he would. He goes out to the Philistines to hang out with them. And of course, you recall, the Philistines had been David's enemies. But you know what they say, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And so here David shows up with his 600 men, his growing family, and we have this gentleman by the name of King Achish. He's from Gath. You remember someone else came from Gath, right? Goliath. And so Agash is kind of thinking, seems like, well, this is interesting. This is King Saul's son-in-law, and I've heard rumors about King Saul doesn't like him. So this is King Saul's enemy. The enemy, my enemy is my friend. And so you see where they're kind of playing off each other. And it said they lived there for a year and 4 months. And in verse 8, we get these stories about how David would go out raiding against these various tribes. And this can be very troublesome. And the best I come up with is I hope that it was the Lord's will that David go against these tribes, that maybe they were rebellious and evil and wicked, and they've had the Lord's permission to do so. So he'd go in, raid them, and come back with the livestock. And then King Achish would say, "Where you been at, David?" And he goes, "Oh, I've been down here and there and yonder." And so David kind of told some white lies, it appears, that instead of being honest and saying, "I went after these tribes," he was given the impression that he was fighting against his own people, the Israelites. And it says, Achish trusted David, thinking he has made himself utterly abhorrent to his people Israel. Therefore, he will always be my servant. So Achish is thinking, David has turned traitor. Now the Israelites won't have anything to do with him. Therefore, he'll always be on my side of the battle. He's always going to be on my team. Their team doesn't like him anymore. And then beginning in chapter 28, those first two verses, it talks about how the Philistines were ready for a major offense against the Israelites. And Achish has a little talk with David. They remind him, says, "You know, of course, that you, your men, are to go out with me in the army." And David says, "Well, very well then. You know what your servants can do." And Achish said to David, "Very well, I will make you my bodyguard for life." "All right, David, I'm putting you in charge of the Secret Service. Your job is to look after me, the king, and make sure nothing happens to me. You're my bodyguard for life." We got a problem, don't we? David has been anointed by the Lord through Samuel to be the next king of Israel. He's went and sought refuge with the Philistines out of fear of King Saul. David said numerous occasions, "I will not attack Saul, for he is the Lord's anointed. The Lord might kill him. He might die by the hands of the Philistines. He might die of old age, but I cannot do anything against King Saul." That has to be within the Lord's timing. And now the Philistines are getting ready to fight a war against Israel. What is David going to do? Because he's given his word that I'll be your bodyguard. If an Israelite comes against this king, David has a promise that he would protect the king from injury and death. Is he going to take care of the people of Israel? Is he going to protect his Philistine king? He made a promise to. He can't keep both promises, can he? If he's in the battle, he's got to pick a side. He's in trouble. And so last week we saw that the night before this battle, King Saul got scared and in desperation went to the Witch of Endor. And he was told the bad news by the ghost of Samuel, "You will die. You and your sons will be with me. You'll be dead tomorrow after this battle." Meanwhile, David's over there having his own issues, thinking, "Lord, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do? Am I going to refight against my own people? If I do that, they'll never make me king. But I can't just turn around and backstab this king who I've been with for a year and 4 months. What am I supposed to do?" And I feel like oftentimes we ourselves get in these situations where because we were not upfront and honest with folks, we kind of told something that was kind of true-ish, or we left out some important details. We get in situations where we're about to let somebody down. You know, if David had just told King Achish, says, "Here's the deal. Saul's king, he's my father-in-law, he's got to get me. I can't do anything against them because it's my belief that God wants him to be king until he dies. But I need somewhere to take shelter. And I'll make a deal with you, King. I'll be more than happy to fight any battles for your people against any other tribes. But I cannot fight with you against my own people. What would have happened? I don't know. But at least David had a clear conscience. He would have been honest. And King Achish just said, okay, well, I know this guy's an honest broker. He just tells like it is. And I know that in the Battle of Israelites, he will not join me, but against the other tribes, he will. And so we come to chapter 29. And it says, now the Philistines gather all their forces at Aphek, while the Israelites are encamped by the fountain that is Jezreel. As the lords of the Philistines were passing on by hundreds and by thousands, and David and his men were passing on in the rear with Achish, the commanders of the Philistines said, what are these Hebrews doing here? Achish said to the commanders of the Philistines, is this not David, the servant of Saul, who's been with me for days and years? Since he has deserted to me, I have found no fault in him. So in other words, they're getting ready for battle, and they're kind of reviewing the troops. And some of these Philistines leaders says, wait a minute, hold on a second. Who are these Hebrew folks? What are they doing here? And King Achish said, well, don't you know? That's David. The servant King Saul of Israel, but no, he's on my side now. He's been with me for some years. He deserted to me, and I found no fault in him to this day. But verse 4, but the commanders of the Philistines were angry with him, and the commanders of the Philistines said to him, send the man back so that he may return to the place that you have assigned him. He shall not go down with us to battle, or else he may come an adversary to us in battle. For how could this fellow reconcile himself to his lords? Would it not be with the heads of the people here? Is this not David of whom they sing to one another the dances? Saul has killed his thousands, and David his 10,000s. So the Philistine leader said, hold on a second, King. When we go into battle, this guy's going to turn against us. We've heard a little song, a song about how Saul killed his thousands, and David killed his 10,000s. Remember, that's the song that got David in trouble with King Saul to begin with, wasn't it? It was the bestseller, number one hit on the radio. You cannot let this man go in the battle with us. You tell him and his little friends to stay back. We don't want them. And so Achish called David to him and said, as the Lord lives, you've been honest. And to me it seems right that you should march out in with me in campaign. For I found nothing wrong in you from the day of your coming to me until today. Nevertheless, the Lords do not approve you. So go back and go peacefully. Do nothing to displease the Lords of the Philistines. David said to Achish, but what have I done? What have you found in your servant from the day I entered your service till now, that I shall not go and fight against the enemies of my Lord and King? Achish replied to David, I know you are blameless in the sight as an angel of God. Nevertheless, the commanders of the Philistines have said, he shall not go with us in the battle. Now then, rise early in the morning, you and your servants of your Lord who came with you, and go to the place I appointed you. As for the evil report, do not take it to heart, for you have done well before me. Start early in the morning, and leave as soon as you have light. So David set out with his men early in the morning to return to the land of Philistines. But the Philistines went up to Jezreel. David was in the bind, wasn't he? And then help came out of the most unlikely situation for the unlikely folks. His enemies look at him and say, hold on, King Achish. We know this guy. This is David the warrior. We want him in our battle because he'll turn coat on us. He'll stab us in the back. You send him out here. And King Achish has a very hard heart talk to David and says, David, I haven't found anything wrong with you. You've done well. I approve everything you've done, but I need you to leave and leave peacefully. and not be part of this battle. And then David kind of, you know, is still kind of playing both sides of the fence, says, well, what have I ever done against you, Lord? You know, I've been a good servant for you. And Akash says, as far as I'm concerned, you're blameless as a sight of the angel of God. Nonetheless, my commanders don't want you. So when morning breaks, there's a daylight, I need you and all your men to pull back, leave, and get out of town, and let us fight this battle. And so early the next morning, David pulls back with his men, and the Philistines go against battle against King Saul and the army of Israel. David was almost in a terrible situation. Would he have to backstab King Achish? He thought so highly of him. Would he have to betray the people of Israel and potentially kill King Saul himself? He had two options, and both of them were bad. And I believe the Lord, out of his goodness and mercy to David, helped him out in the most unlikely way through his enemies. And we need to be humble in our own lives that sometimes the Lord will give us a way out of situations through some very unlikely choices. It might be some folks you don't even like. They don't even like you. But how many times have you heard someone say, you may even say to yourself, no, so-and-so actually did me a favor. Honey, that wasn't them doing you a favor. That was the Lord showing you favor. He just happened to use them as the vessel for that blessing. You got a situation at work or in the family, out of the community, and it's sticky. And you think, Lord, there's no way I can come out of this. And then a third option appears that you didn't even think of. And then the situation resolves itself. For David, the answer came when those Philistine lords said, King Achish, this man will not fight with us. If you try this, you'll have a mutiny on your hands. And then Achish said, fine then. David, you've been loyal. You've been great to me. I appreciate it. But to come tomorrow morning at daylight, I need you to pull back, you and your men. Stay out of this battle. And what happens? The Philistines can't say that David lied and backstabbed them because he didn't do that to them. The people of Israelites can't say that David backstabbed them because he wasn't in the battle with the Philistines. He came out ahead. In a situation where he should at least make one side mad, he was able to pull back and let the two armies fight. Now, and of course, we'll see next week how that turns out. We already know a little bit from last week, don't we? What happens to King Saul? And what about our own lives? What are the sticky situations you're facing? It may be a situation of your own making. You said some things, did some things that you probably should have done, and you know it. It may have been an honest mistake. You may have known you were kind of scaring around some issues there. The best thing you can do is say, Lord, I'm in a jam. And I see now perhaps I said some things, just the things I shouldn't have said. Or, you know, I kind of knew I was being a little shady, but I didn't realize it come to this. I need your help. Lord, show me a way to where I can keep my integrity. Not lose my witness and my testimony. David was respected by the Philistine king. And David would still be the hero of the people of Israel. The only way that could happen is when those Philistine lords stood him and said, we don't want him, send him back. And may the Lord in his goodness will do some of your lives, and when you're in those situations, he'll give you a third option. Now, a little while ago, one of our kids recited the verses. And I like the translation that says, well, we know, and this is from Romans, that God causes all things to work together for the good for those who love him and are called by his name. That shows that lies about choices, and we live and buy by those choices, and there's outside things, the weather and politics and the economics that we can't control. But as a child of God, we believe that God causes all those things to work together for our good to those who serve and love him. Lord, I'm in a mess. I don't know what to do. I need you to get involved with this. and somehow take the puzzle pieces, build them together, and cause all things to work together for my good. Do it, Lord, in a way where I don't bring shame to you, to my family, to my testimony. I don't know what to do, Lord, but I need some wisdom. And you'd be surprised what God might do in your lives and who he might use to be a blessing to you to get you out of those sticky situations. Thanks be to God. Amen.